this is a very serious issue. I mean, it's a very damaging, you know, for the economic development and also for our reputation as a tourism destination. And that if this dispute is not rectified, you know, shortly, it will be devastating for businesses right across this island of ours. And that as we speak today, there's over 270 flights cancelled. Now, that's going to have a big on effect on all businesses right across, let it be small business, let it hotels or whatever, and the economy. Because July and August are the 2 months of the year that we as businesses in the tourism sector depend on tourism and that. And with this amount of cancellation, it's going to be a huge impact on all businesses. And, you know, it's very important that these people come around the table as a matter of urgency, because the untold damage that this will do to our economy, it cannot be quantified.
And the sector's already grappling with a number of issues as it is, most notably the VAT rate currently being at 13.5%. Yous were really relying on this tourism season more than ever, arguably, to make ends meet.
Yes, as I said to you, July and August is very important for the business in tourism. I mean, and as you rightly said, you know, the VAT rate has basically caused an on effect for a lot of businesses. But also, I mean, you know, as one side, basically, you know, tourism is affected. But also, we got to think of the individuals and family members here that will have, you know, saved up all year long to get a family holiday, and you know the kids are off from school, decide to go away, and the possibility could lose all this money. So, like, I mean, it's a huge on effect for everybody. I mean, you know, it's stuff that we do not need at this time of the year, and that. So, I would basically advise all parties to sit around the table for the betterment of the country and for our tourism sector and for families and that also.